Preface. I was fortunate to experience much of television's golden age firsthand when the majority of programming consisted of westerns. At one point there were more than 36 on the air, but I faithfully watched only 3. Gunsmoke, The Rifleman, and most of all, Bonanza, in part because, like the Cartwright boys, I was one of 3 brothers. All of us enjoyed the antics and heroics of Dan Blocker's hoss, as most viewers did, but what we young buckaroos wanted most was to see Michael Landon's Little Joe spring into action. There's a famous saying, "Don't meet your heroes, you'll only be disappointed." I prefer to believe that did not apply to Michael Landon. To quote from a memoir I wrote the day after his untimely passing in 1991, Michael Landon was the only celebrity I ever wanted to meet. Although I've been a fan since the tender age of 9 or thereabouts, this desire occurred not in the youthful days of exaggerated hero worship, but several years later, when I noticed that a Bonanza episode, written and or directed by him, was something special. While I do not remember the first time I saw Michael Landon, I know the exact date he first moved me. January 28, 1962. In The Storm, episode number 5 of Bonanza, Joe Cartwright plans to marry a young woman who, in keeping with one of the show's traditions, dies before the final credits roll. Rather than walk stoically into the sunset, like any other TV cowboy would have done, Joe does not hide his grief. As an actor, Landon was not afraid to reveal his character's vulnerability, and the effect was both admirable and striking. "We're not afraid to show our feelings," producer David Dortort said later that season. "We've made more people cry than anybody in the business, and more often than not, it was Landon who made the audience feel, particularly after he began to write and direct." My wife and I never missed an episode of Little House on the Prairie, Highway to Heaven, or anything else in which Landon was involved, and it was no secret among friends, relatives, and even a few casual acquaintances that I considered him the most creative person in the television industry. One morning in 1979, driving to an appointment in Beverly Hills, the friend I was riding with pointed out a handsome estate and said, "Remember all those Bill Cosby records we used to listen to? That was his place once." He paused for effect before adding, "That's where your hero, Michael Landon, lives now. Want to stop and say hello?" "Yeah, right," I replied. "Besides, he's probably out shooting in Simi Valley." In 1990,